Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Beyond Everything Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. I like to serve the world as an online pastor, author, and uncoach, among many other things that I do. I'm so glad to have you with me. Welcome to the program. This is episode number 163, as far as the podcast goes. And welcome to Sunday. Folks, I'm in a series right now, if you're following my newsletter, about the top five posts and podcasts of all time. I'm preloading a lot of these so that I can have some time to do some content creation, hopefully bring something new to you at the turn of the new year, which I think you're going to find really interesting and really helpful. But what we're doing is I'm looking over the top posts and podcasts, and we're kind of asking why. And surprisingly, one of my blog posts in Thrive in Exile was a huge response. It was forwarded and passed around to many different countries, and I think I know why. You're going to get to hear it today. I've decided to record it as a podcast so that those who prefer to hear it can hear it, and those who prefer to see it written down can always take advantage of it. And this comes out as a Christmas Day offering to you. Because so much in Christmas time and everything else, we just think about our gifts and receiving gifts and giving gifts. And there's something behind it all that we all intuitively know. And I know that we get distracted by the commercialization and everything else. And some people find these moments very stressful or painful. But beyond it all, there's something that we're pursuing. There's something that we're looking for. And, you know, last year when I wrote this post for the Christmas edition, I wrote it with the idea of giving it as part of a gift to my kids. And the gift that I gave my kids was one of those packing bubbles. You know how like you get a box and it has a big object and you have these giant packing bubbles? It's just a little plastic pillow of air. And I gave that to each of my kids. And I said, this is the best gift I will ever, never give you. And it's a little bit confusing, just like you might see. But I think they got it. And they're young. They're teenagers. And so today, I'm giving you this big thing, which is a no thing at all. And I hope that you can hear these words and receive it and be transformed and really take this into the deep recesses of your heart and your mind. And so today I'm really happy to bring you the podcast of The Gift I Cannot Give. Here it is, The Gift I Cannot Give. There is a gift that exists which is given to everybody. It's found in the deep. It's mined from the smallest nuances within the very warp and woof of life. And like manna, this gift must be unwrapped every single day, and it cannot be stored for tomorrow. Yesterday's gift was for yesterday only. The gift I'm talking about is behind and beyond all of the presents that we open on Christmas. It lies beneath the surface of every material thing, but it's not the thing itself. This gift is what makes every note of every song that we love so good, and it's precisely what is missing from the music that we loathe. It's behind the nutrients of the food that sustains our life, and it's found in the labor of those who bring, prepare, and provide the food we have. This gift is the light that makes color colorful. It's every single word that proceeds from the mouth and the voice of wisdom. The gift I'm talking about seems like nothing, but it's actually everything. This gift has no dimension. It seems that it's unknowable because we can't measure it. And yet, every single one of us knows it all too well. This gift is weightless, but possesses such gravity and such glory. The gift is opened at the welcome or the loss of every loved one. It makes everything we do worth doing at all. This gift is the perfect wave, the perfect line, the perfect single track, the perfect jump, the perfect landing, or the step that we eke it out closer and closer to it with each and every application within our sports, our art, and our communication. Suffering and loss and pain are there to ensure that we can't go through life and miss this gift. Sorrow, as we know it, is skimming through life with this gift unopened. And I can buy you anything a man can make, but this gift you have to find and open for yourself. You see, you can chase every dream that you can possibly dream, but I cannot give you this gift. This is the gift of God, the gift of spirit, of wind, of breath, of presence, of now. You see, we can't catch what we don't see coming, and we can't go to what we can't see going. We can only be with it. We can join it. We can flow with it and abide in it moment by moment, day by day. A day without this gift, a day without this gift opened, is a squandered day. You see, the gift of God is this very moment. The gift is right now. It's awareness. It's consciousness. It's being aware that you are finding yourself in space and time in this moment, in this place, right now, right here, and you're not alone. It's the gift of reality. Not reality as it is for us, but reality as it actually is. You see, it's right here, ready to be opened. It's ready to be opened despite our lack of abundance, despite of our lack of skill or our lack of will, despite our rights and wrongs, despite our goodness and our badness. It's offered freely, generously, benevolently to all comers with no strings, no loopholes, no caveats. The gift has a name. The gift is personal. The ancients called the gift Emmanuel, which means God with us, God among us, and it means all of us. The means to this gift are endless, but the gift is actually singular, right? Salvation is the perfect word to describe our proximity to the gift of this moment. And our freedom comes from our daily unwrapping. Folks, I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. It's from the blog post, The Gift I Cannot Give. I hope that you re-listen to this and consider what I'm trying to access within your own mind and heart. I hope you take some time to pause and to think and to access this existential reality that is so transformative in our lives. If you got this podcast by listening to Facebook or Twitter or something else, can I invite you to go to my website, www.kevinwinder.com? Would you sign up for Winder's Windshield so that you can get my weekly newsletter every single week that has content like this brought right to your meeting place of your mind every Sunday morning? Winder's Windshield at kevinwinder.com. Sign up there. Go into the podcast application on your phone and sign up for Beyond Everything Radio. You'll never miss a single podcast. You can also check out Thrive in Exile and follow me on my blog. I'm so glad if you do. And folks, thanks so much for tuning in today, and may you have a very Merry Christmas.